Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
NFL football kicking off in about 25 minutes.
National Tight Ends Day? Is that a thing?
I got to get my bets.
I thought it was like earlier this week or something.
Is it? Are they just,
if it, is it today?
I don't know.
What I mean, it would make sense to put it on a Sunday. Like,
yeah.
But I don't know.
Like, why would National Tight Ends Day be like on a Wednesday?
Where's our National Long Snappers Day? Where's our national place kicker?
The unsung heroes.
Where's our national offensive control quality coach day?
Our national get back coach day.
All right. Hey, listen, those guys save a lot of yards and penalties.
Absolutely.
Per year, okay?
Sean McVay looks like an idiot being pulled by the purse strings of his
sweatshirt.
What
an easy paycheck.
I mean, yeah, but seriously, I mean, if you're a coach and you're doing that stuff, I'm not worried about what line I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be behind 30. Man, oh,
I just hope that a get back coach one day is in the position to be a head coach. And, like, that's where he's. I mean, look, Mike McDaniel, all his stories are coming out now of him being a ball boy for the Broncos.
Seriously,
and stuff like
look
that.
Look at me. I did it. You can do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I want the get back coach.
From ball boy to alcoholic to head coach.
Dude, how great would that be? It's like, you know, there was nobody closer to Sean McVay than the get back guy. So maybe we need to give him an interview.
Seriously.
Nobody knows that guy better. I mean, his hands were all over that
guy. Smelling Coach McVay's farts every week. He got me to this point.
Seriously.
Just want to thank him.
He's right there. He hears all the play calls. One LA team, though, with a head coach that might be in the NFL soon, USC Trojans. See what I did there?
Hey.
We'll get to that, though. USC Utah played last night in Los Angeles, and Utah wins by the final of 34-32. I mean, dear God, I don't even know where to start in this game. I will say that it was a fun game. It was a lot. It was back and forth. USC had some big hitters. Utah was able to keep pace with them, and it ended up being a field goal in the final seconds for Utah to win it. The problem is for USC is the fact that you allowed Utah to score 34 points, which is right on par with this USC defense, and not surprising at all. But we have seen Utah's offense this year multiple times, and we know how atrocious it is. Not only do we know how atrocious it is, we know it's going to be like that for the rest of the year because Cam Rising and Brant Keithy, I believe is the tight end's name, is how you pronounce it. Mm-hmm. They're out for the year, both of them. So this is the Utah offense before, during, and in the future. And USC's defense still continues to dribble it down their leg and allow things like this to happen. I mean, there's many plays that you can go to, but just the last play for Utah alone sums up what this defense is like. He literally makes the quarterback, forgive me what his name is for Utah, he scrambles, literally doesn't even make that like breakdown juke move, just plants one foot and kind of curls around the defense. And then he has nine USC defenders behind him running after him. He runs like 40 yards up the field to put themselves in field goal position to win the game. This is right after USC has a roughing the passer penalty, like two, three plays before this, that puts him in this position. It was just, I cannot believe that we have gotten to this point again. Like, do we see Grinch get fired this week for USC? I feel like Lincoln Riley to the NFL after a game like this is just like, I don't want to go totally overreaction, but you hear all this, you see all the smoke, and then you see a game like this, you're like, what the hell is going on over there? Week after week, USC continues to do this. It amazes me.
You said, you mentioned it, Alex Grinch, the Grinch that stole defense, you know, and USC should be fired. Like, at this point, USC is too good of a team.
And the roast beast.
Offensively. Too good of a team offensively to have a defense that just doesn't show up for them on a consistent basis. Like, this is, we've seen this too often. You know, they almost lost the game. Remember that Colorado game? Like, they won that game. But yeah, it didn't, almost didn't go the way that they wanted it to, you know, in that game. So, I mean, I think there needs to be something that changes. I don't know if they're going to make that change now, but you've already taken yourself out of contention for the playoff.
Yeah, I mean, right?
You lose two games. It's a wrap. So there, you really have nothing to lose by firing your defensive coordinator at this point. So, yeah, I think it's a move that needs to be made right now. But I do want to make sure we give some credit to Utah.
100%.
We have to. Like, they offensively, they had everything you're supposed to have a winning game. Your quarterback, you know, played well, 235 yards, three touchdowns, 79% QBR.
Which has to be their best quarterback performance to date.
All year. I mean, off top. So Bryson Barnes was great in that game.
There it is, Bryson Barnes.
Yeah, Jaquindon Jackson, 26 carries, 117 yards. So they were able to move the ball up the field. And then they had another rusher who had 68 and another rusher who had 57, you know, 247 yards.
Utah hadn't passed for over 200 yards yet this season.
All season. And then here comes the backup, and he comes in and gets you a win. And then Sion Vaiki, was that his name? I think I'm saying that right. Sion?
Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah. Five receptions, 149 yards, and two touchdowns through the air. Like, they did everything they were supposed to. And then, add in the fact that Utah's defense is usually pretty solid, and they at least show up from week to week to week. So, got to give a lot of credit to Utah and what they were able to do against a good USC offense. But at the end of the day, you know, everybody that was supposed to play well played well, and that's why they end up getting the late win over a good Trojans team.
Now, quickly, I must say that I'm not sure that the head coach is really focusing on much about the defense, because this reminds me like the very, very similar just things happening like the Mario Cristobal Oregon situation, where middle of the year, end of the year, lackadaisical games seem like they're happening on the field. You're wondering what's going on behind the scenes, Joe. And I believe that going on is Lincoln Riley is already talking to NFL teams. I'm not sure, you know, he's going to go with Caleb Williams. I'm not sure they're planning that or if he's trying to plan that, but I think he's looking at the next level already. There's definitely going to be an opening in Dallas. There's multiple openings, like Chicago. What if he?
I swear to God, at this point, if he ends up in Dallas, I might just give up on football. I'll go on a football sabbatical, go to Malaysia and become a monk for
you're talking about Caleb Williams?
Oh, no, Lincoln Riley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if nothing else, man, a new coach brings in new energy, you know, at least for a lot of people. Now, how long that energy lasts,
is up to, you know, how long you can start keep winning. But for the most part, I think Lincoln Riley, whomever the worst team in the league is going to be, I'm going at Lincoln Riley because more than likely it means you bring in Caleb Williams as well.
Dear God, honestly, after the last 2 weeks, the Caleb Williams stuff too, you know, he started the season off great, but that Notre Dame game was ugly. Last night was a better game, but they were showing his stats. They were showing his numbers against top 25 teams, man, and that's now becoming a trend. Is that, I mean, now this year alone, the last two games, you're 0-3 against Utah now all time. That is a concern. And it will show, like, when you're playing some of these better teams down the stretch, USC and Caleb Williams, like, I saw someone on Twitter the other day say, like, you know, at this point, I think Caleb Williams should probably just shut it down and get ready for the NFL. I'm like, honestly, I think at this point, he needs to play and show that he can still perform in some of these bigger games and environments, because that's what he needs to show to the NFL scouts, is he can obviously make plays, but we saw Baker Mayfield make plays out of the pocket at Oklahoma, and that didn't translate that well to the NFL. So
he went to the Browns, though. Like, you think? I mean, there's certain franchises you're just doomed. Like, if you go there, if you're a young great quarterback,
then he also went
there,
to the Panthers and the Rams.
Trash
as well. And Panthers, now he's with the Buccaneers.
Rams were trash. Now the Buccaneers look halfway competent, right?
And we'll see.
You know,
we'll see the rest of the year, but
so we'll see.
Gosh, USC. Keep doing it, though.
I'll be honest.
I do like this.
I'm not mad that USC is losing.
Neither am I.
It's we talk about, like, the Lakers. It's like, yo, I'm not mad they lost. Like, it's all good for me.
It's watching a train wreck, man.
Yeah, and mind you, a loss for USC takes them out. And now, all of a sudden, Oregon State, Washington, like, they're the teams. The Northwest teams are the ones that are in the driver's seat all of a sudden.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.